When you see a jam, call 0115 934 3434.
BBC Radio Nottingham. David Jackson.
Match Talk.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
And what an end to the game it was between Mansfield and Cheltenham. Three red cards in all, and a last-minute winner for the Stags as well.
It's Hemmings. Cuts past his man with ease there. Good turn, that, from Kane Hemmings, who offloads it towards Benning. Benning's got CJ Hamilton to his left. Benning with a low shot. Comes back off the defender. He's going to come back out to Hamilton! And CJ Hamilton has smashed it into the back of the net. Deep in added time. He slides on his knees. And Field nil erupts. What an ending. What a game. And what a result for Mansfield Town. It's 3-2.
Yes, what a victory for the Stags. Edging closer, it seems, to those automatic promotion places as well at a very tight League 2. What did you make of that victory? Nottingham 9, 3-4, 3-4, 3-4. Not everybody was happy about it, but then I don't think any opposition manager is ever happy with Steve Evans. But the Cheltenham manager, Gary Johnson, particularly unhappy with him and Steve Evans' assistant.
Have you ever seen somebody get booked for diving in the middle of the pitch in the first 5 minutes? You ever seen the dugout shenanigans like that, where two people, you know, you got Steve Evans, who we know does it, but Dodgy, his mate, Paul Rayner, who copies everything Steve does, both came into the technical area at a time when their lad had gone down. He claimed an elbow, but soon got up. I didn't think it was a dirty game at all, but unfortunately, the technical area makes it a dirty game. So screaming for everything all the time. And some weaker refs get sucked in by it, and that's where I think they should have a look at that game.
Steve Evans and Dodgy, his mate. Martin, I mean, it was a heck of a game, and emotions obviously very high at the end. And Steve Evans didn't feel he could come out and do the post-match interview himself because he was so incensed. And given the sort of comments he comes out with normally, that is really saying something. But what a win, first of all, for Mansfield, Martin.
Hello, David. Yeah, exciting game, extraordinary game, really, with the five goals and three sendings off and the last-minute winner. Extraordinary game. Doesn't disguise the fact that Mansfield didn't play especially well, to be completely honest, but they showed real grit and determination and kept going right to the end. And in the end, deserved to win it, I think.
Yeah. Steve Evans and Paul Rayner particularly disgraceful on the touchline?
I mean, they are what they are. They have been throughout their entire career as a management team. You know, they're shouting at the referee for every foul, you know, every throw in, every corner. They are what they are. I don't think they go beyond the line of what is acceptable. I think that Gary Johnson, some of the stuff that he said on Saturday was utterly ridiculous. You just played part of the interview there where he was complaining about one of his players being booked for diving in the middle of the pitch in the fourth minute. I mean, I go through the full match on video the day after the game to make highlights for the Mansfield Club website, and I had a very close look at that incident, and it was the most blatant of dives you will ever see. I included it on the highlights, in fact. And yet Gary Johnson is suggesting that because it was in the fourth minute, his player shouldn't have been booked. I mean, talk about deluded. Absolutely ridiculous. And it was Johnson who pushed Rayner in the chest. I mean, we all saw it. He pushed Rayner in the chest after shouting something at Danny Rose. And I included in my match report what he shouted at Danny Rose, and which was unacceptable. He pushed Rayner in the chest and was rightly sent to the stands by the referee. The referee actually had an excellent game. I think he got all the decisions correct. He got the Cheltenham penalty correct. He got the sending off of Hayden White correct. And I think he got the sending off of the two Cheltenham players correct. And for Cheltenham to be appealing these two red cards, I will be astonished if they get them overturned. And I'll be astonished if the sending off of Johnson is overturned. I think he's extremely deluded. And after the game, he claimed in the interview that he's not a bad loser. Well, I think he proved that he is.
It's never dull, is it? It's never dull at Mansfield. It's never going to be when you've got Steve Evans as a manager, I suppose. And then you're getting closer to automatic promotion. This could well turn out to be not only an eventful but a successful season as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just 2 points behind third place now, just 4 points behind Notts County. That Notts County looked a long way away. They've been getting closer and closer, David. And you know, Mansfield have on a good run now. Just a couple of defeats in all competitions in the last 21 games. getting some good results, definitely going in the right direction. Anything can happen.
Yeah, the form team in the league as well. Martin, thank you. It's going to be interesting, that. I certainly wouldn't rule out a late push from them. Some of the comments